What if you could compress a decade of pharmaceutical research and development into just 18 months? That's not a hypothetical. This week, we saw multiple companies with drugs designed entirely by AI, not only in human trials, but advancing to late-stage phase 3. The era of theoretical AI and drug discovery is over. The era of AI-developed products is here, and it's moving faster than anyone predicted. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, the signal is coming through loud and clear from the biotech sector, but the implications extend far beyond it. We're seeing a profound acceleration driven by artificial intelligence. We'll be covering the major clinical milestones for AI-designed drugs and what that means for time to market. We'll then look at the next wave of therapeutics, RNA editing, and the specialized supply chains forming around it. Finally, we'll examine the critical manufacturing bottleneck this innovation is creating, and how the same AI that designs medicines is now designing industrial materials. Troy, let's start with the headline story. For years, we've heard about AI speeding up drug discovery. This week, it feels like we crossed a new threshold. What actually happened?
We moved from promise to product. Google DeepMind spinoff Isomorphic Labs is preparing for human trials of drugs fully designed by its AI. More significantly, Generate Biomedicines announced their AI-designed antibody for severe asthma, GB0895, has now advanced to global phase 3 trials. InSilico Medicine's AI-designed drug for idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis has also hit phase 3. This is the final stage before seeking regulatory approval.
Phase 3 is a massive step. It means these AI-generated molecules have already shown safety and efficacy in earlier human studies. So why is this specific milestone so critical globally?
Because it validates the entire model. InSilico Medicine took their drug from preclinical stages to phase 2 in just 18 months, a process that traditionally takes 5 to 7 years. This isn't a marginal improvement, it's a paradigm shift. It proves that generative AI can drastically shorten timelines and, by extension, R&D costs, which average over $1 billion per drug.
Let's translate this. How does this specifically affect US and European manufacturers in the chemical and pharma space?
For pharmaceutical manufacturers, it means preparing for faster, more frequent, and more diverse product pipelines. The cadence of new drug approvals could accelerate dramatically. For chemical manufacturers that supply the precursors, it means your clients will demand faster turnaround and more agile supply for a wider variety of novel molecular structures. Traditional multi-year supply contracts might need to become more flexible.
And for Western trading companies and distributors, what's the intelligence for them?
Market timing becomes hypercritical. A drug moving to market in 3 years instead of 10 completely changes inventory, logistics, and sales strategies. Sourcing of specialized reagents and chemical building blocks will need to be more proactive. Distributors should be tracking the pipelines of AI-native biotechs like Isomorphic, Generate, and Recursion, not just the legacy pharma giants.
So what's the actionable insight for an executive listening right now?
Western executives must reevaluate their R&D and supply chain timelines. The 10-year model is obsolete. Start mapping the AI-native biotech landscape as a source of future products and competitive threats. If you're in manufacturing, this is the time to invest in agile, rapid scale-up capabilities because your customers' development cycles just got compressed from years to months.
Troy, this acceleration isn't just about small molecules. The articles this week also point to a revolution in genetic medicine, specifically something called RNA editing. How is this different from the mRNA in COVID vaccines?
It's a major leap in precision. mRNA vaccines deliver a temporary message for ourselves to make a protein. RNA editing, pioneered by companies like ProQR Therapeutics and Coral Bio, allows you to go into a patient's cells and correct a faulty genetic message at the RNA level without permanently altering the DNA. It's like fixing a typo in the instructions before the factory builds the product.
So you can correct genetic diseases. Why is this a global story this week?
Because we have the first clinical validation. ProQR announced that its RNA editing platform, Axiomer, showed it could successfully modulate its target in a phase 1 trial. This proves the technology works in humans. At the same time, we're seeing the maturation of the broader RNA therapeutics ecosystem. The FDA just approved Donzera, a different type of RNA targeting drug, for a rare disease, showing regulatory acceptance for the whole category.
This sounds incredibly specialized. What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers?
It means a demand for entirely new, high-value manufacturing capabilities. These therapies are built from oligonucleotides, which are short strands of synthetic DNA or RNA. Large-scale, high-purity oligonucleotide synthesis is a highly specialized process. Furthermore, these drugs require advanced delivery vehicles, typically lipid nanoparticles or LNPs. This is why we're seeing supply companies like New England Biolabs rushing to release comprehensive reagent portfolios to support these workflows.
And for trading companies and distributors, where is the opportunity?
The opportunity lies in sourcing and distributing the highly specialized raw materials. This includes the four core lipids that make up an LNP, specialized enzymes, and the nucleotide building blocks. A key development from Peking University showed that for non-liver delivery, cholesterol might not be needed in LNPs, and removing PEG lipids can target the spleen. Understanding these specific formulation requirements creates a massive competitive advantage for distributors.
So the actionable insight for executives.
Executives in chemical manufacturing and distribution need to assess their capabilities in oligonucleotide and specialty lipid supply chains. This is a high-growth, high-margin field that is moving from niche to mainstream. Consider partnerships with the platform companies like Recode Therapeutics, whose SORT LNP platform is designed for organ-specific delivery. Getting ahead of the delivery technology is key to winning in this space.
So we have an explosion of innovation with AI-designed drugs and RNA therapies. That has to be putting a strain on the supply chain. Is that what you're seeing?
An extreme strain. A report from Contract Pharma this week was stark. Nearly half of all biopharma companies are struggling to find contract development and manufacturing organizations, CDMOs, with available capacity from mammalian cell production. The problem is especially acute for advanced therapies like cell and gene therapy and antibody drug conjugates, or ADCs.
So innovation is literally outpacing our ability to manufacture it? Why does this matter on a global scale?
Because it's the single biggest bottleneck between a scientific breakthrough and a patient. This capacity crunch delays clinical trials and inflates costs, directly impacting global public health and the economic viability of smaller biotech innovators. It creates a massive risk for developers, but a golden opportunity for capable manufacturers.
How should U.S. and European manufacturers view this challenge?
As a clear signal for investment, we're seeing smart money move in. Eurofin CDMO Alphora just announced a major expansion of its high-potency active pharmaceutical ingredient, or HPAPI, manufacturing capabilities in Canada, specifically to support ADC production. In China, AsenBio raised $184 million to do the same. This means U.S. and European manufacturers must invest in advanced biologics and high-containment facilities or risk losing out to global competitors.
What about for trading and distribution companies?
The supply chain for these complex biologics is a huge opportunity. An ADC, for example, requires a monoclonal antibody, a highly potent chemical payload, and a specialized linker. A trading firm that can reliably source and manage these three disparate components from a global supplier base becomes an invaluable strategic partner. This isn't about bulk commodities. It's about high-value, specialized logistics.
What is the most critical action for executives to consider right now?
If you are a biotech executive, your number one priority after securing funding should be securing manufacturing slots. Do it earlier than you think you need to. The lead times are extending. For executives in the manufacturing sector, now is the time to make bold investments in ADC, cell therapy, and RNA manufacturing capacity. The demand is proven, and the market is rewarding those who can provide integrated, end-to-end services.
It's fascinating how these AI platforms are reshaping medicine, but are we seeing this technology cross over into other industries?
Absolutely. And this might be the most important long-term signal for our broader manufacturing audience. This week, In Silico Medicine, one of the leaders in AI for drug discovery, announced a partnership with Saudi Aramco. They've launched a platform called Sorba MoffDB.
Moffs? What are those?
Metal organic frameworks. They are incredibly porous, high surface area materials, almost like microscopic sponges. They can be designed to capture specific molecules, making them critical for applications like industrial gas separation, catalysis, and especially direct air capture of CO2.
So the same AI that designs a molecule to fit into a protein in the body
can design a material to capture a carbon dioxide molecule from the air.
Precisely. The underlying technology, predicting molecular interactions and generating novel structures with desired properties, is the same. This shows that these are not just drug discovery platforms, they are molecular discovery platforms. This has profound implications for climate technology, advanced materials, and industrial chemistry globally.
How does this specifically impact U.S. and European manufacturers outside of pharma?
It means the R&D cycle for developing new high-performance industrial materials is about to get much shorter. Chemical, energy, and advanced materials companies can now use generative AI to discover novel catalysts that improve chemical process efficiency, or new filtration membranes, or better materials for batteries. This is a direct lever for competitive advantage in core industrial sectors.
And for the trading and distribution side?
This signals the birth of a new market for AI-designed high-performance materials. Distributors who track these developments can become the primary suppliers of next-generation MOFs for carbon capture facilities or new catalysts for green hydrogen production. It's about getting ahead of a completely new class of industrial goods.
The actionable insight here seems pretty clear.
It is. Executives at industrial and chemical companies need to look past the biotech headlines and see the core technology. You should be evaluating how these generative AI platforms for molecular design could be applied to your own materials R&D challenges. Consider licensing a platform or building a small in-house team to explore this. This technology is leaving the lab and entering the factory.
All right, Choi, that was a lot to cover. Let's distill it down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners this week?
First, AI is now a product engine, not just a research tool. With multiple AI-designed drugs in late-stage human trials, the decade-long development cycle is being shattered. All strategic planning, from R&D to supply chain to market launch, must be reevaluated against this new accelerated timeline.
Second, the focus is shifting from just discovering a drug to precisely delivering it.
Exactly. The next wave of innovation is in RNA editing and organ-targeted delivery systems like specialized lipid nanoparticles. This creates an immediate and massive demand for niche manufacturing of oligonucleotides and specialty lipids. For manufacturers and chemical suppliers, this is a critical high-margin growth area.
And finally, all this innovation is creating a major squeeze.
Manufacturing is the new bottleneck. The explosion in complex biologics like ADCs and RNA therapies has created a severe capacity shortage. For manufacturers, this is a clear signal to invest in advanced capabilities. For biotech innovators, securing your manufacturing and supply chain is no longer an operational detail. It is a primary strategic imperative.
And that's our briefing for this week. The pace of change driven by AI and advanced biology is accelerating, and the ripple effects are reshaping entire supply chains. The companies that understand these shifts and act decisively will be the ones that lead their industries tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us.
Follow Troy Technical Intelligence on your favorite podcast platform to ensure you never miss a briefing. We'll be back next week with more analysis of the developments that MANET.